If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone. This is Nick Jens, Holistic Health Anxiety Coach and Coach for Anxiety. Welcome back to another podcast. Welcome back to, I believe, podcast 200 on the list. So today I'm going to be talking about part of a course that I'm doing. You can follow on our YouTube clip. It's called Challenge for Change. And today I'm going to chat about vulnerability, understanding. The topic is going to be called Understanding Vulnerability and Why It's So Important for Us. And we'll look at the definition and how could this actually help us become more authentic, more open, and sometimes, you know, increase our heart levels. Okay, now vibrations from the heart. Just getting into that, because if we're not vulnerable, we're holding back and we're missing out on the beautiful energy of life. And so it's very important to be able to, you know, understand and look at things and areas that you're feeling vulnerable. You know, that resistance that you feel, right? When you're about to do something, you've got an idea, you want to do it, you want to take the next step, but it's something you're kind of freaking out about. And it's not in your, it's something that you're not used to. It's very uncertain, feels uncertain, unknown. So you want to get out there and do it. So we're going to talk to that. And we have to be super, super vulnerable to change lives. So the whole idea is challenging change. That's the topic. And I hope you can, I'll send the link out at the description part from the YouTube, connect you to my YouTube clip and channels there where you will, if you like, you can follow through on a 7-day mini course, Challenging for Change. So it's available to you, and I thought I'd start that way. So let's now put a lot of light, okay, on understanding vulnerability, the benefits, and embodying it. And let's look at a definition. Let's start with a definition. So what it actually is, vulnerability. Now look, this kind of refers to willingness to expose oneself emotionally, to take risks, and to be able to open and be open about one's feelings, and thoughts and experiences in our life, even when we may lead to which may lead to discomfort or fear or judgment from, we feel like it's all our own perception, right? No one's judging you except yourself. It's like going onto stage and doing public speaking. I remember speaking in front of 500 people like a while back now. And at that time I was doing Toastmasters, which is, I had to develop a voice for speaking. And I remember those days, like, and you come up to that crescendo where I had to get up and talk. I had a, in the club, I had a president's role, and one of them was, and it was that time an opportunity to be able to expose myself, exposure, like exposure therapy, to public speaking to 500 people. I was shitting myself, right? And I was so scared, but I become so vulnerable. I got over my vulnerability. I said I'd do it anyway for the experience, and man, what a change. And look now, I'm telling a story about it, and it was one of the best things I've ever done in my life. And but I was self-judging myself, and I felt so discomfortable in the thought, my thought not getting in there. So I just want to say, some people would rather take a bullet, right, instead of get up and talk to about 20 people, especially folks who've got social anxiety. As you know, my thing is all about social anxiety and also anxiety and anxiety coaching. So, yeah, I was so anxious, and I remember, you know, reading, shaking at the Parliament, and, you know, getting in front of so many people. And it was nice that the lights were dim and I couldn't see them. I didn't have to see them, but that was great. Yeah, so I cheated a little bit there. Anyway, so important. Let's go talk about, like, things that can, you know, affect, or, you know, why it can affect our vulnerability. Let's look at cultural perception. Now, this is important here. The many cultures view, like, vulnerability as a weakness. I'm weak, like, you know, associated. It, then fear comes in, and shame comes in, or inadequacy comes in. Oh, you know, but when we embrace vulnerability, it's actually a strength. It's a strength. Strength, as it requires courage and self-awareness. So let's look at some of the benefits of embracing vulnerability. Yeah, some of you guys might be taking a bus or train or whatever. I'm glad you're all here. Even getting on the bus, you know, amongst people, you become vulnerable, right? Yeah, you know, by vulnerable to catch a flu, catch some sort of disease or whatever it is, whatever you, you know, it's winter, summer, blah, blah, blah. So, but anyway, let's go back instead of waffling. Let's go back to benefits of embracing vulnerability, right? So how does that strengthen relationships? So when we share our true selves to someone, right? Sometimes you can hire a counselor, you know, to do it in front if you don't feel comfortable. Some close family, close friends. You know, you'd be lucky if you got five good friends amongst you, right? But we can't baggage it, you know, emotionally baggage them too much, because they'll go, hey, that's enough, right? But sometimes you can hire a social worker to be able to, counselor to be able to hear you out, even anxiety coach. So it kind of, when we do that, when we actually share ourselves, it fosters like trust and intimacy, right? That's what it does. It's important, though. That's what vulnerability does. And it can create this deeper emotional connection with yourself, right? And then you resonate with this energy, and then you pass on this energy, or you transfer this energy to others, and they also feel you for that. So, you know when you've been around someone that's got this energy, right? Yeah. Which allowing others to feel safe in sharing their own vulnerabilities. Yeah. You know, sometimes we just need to learn to listen, learn to hear. And give people a chance to open up. So let's look at encouraging authenticity. Now, when we accept and then express our one's true feelings, right, we can actually live a more authentic life. This authenticity will lead us to, like, a greater sense of fulfillment in our lives, and we can become self-acceptance of ourselves, right? No less judging. It's wonderful when we get that. It's like we become the observer, right? Also, it facilitates, like, personal growth. Let's talk to that. You know, when we embrace this vulnerability, it allows us, like, to confront our fears and insecurities, right? This confrontation, right? This point of being vulnerable. Yeah, I can do it. I don't care what the circumstance. I don't care what I'm feeling. All right, I'm just gonna do it. And this confrontation lead to, like, a self-discovery. Self-discovery is what we want to be able to. We're here, my friends, just to self-discover, to gain the experience. So why are we holding back? You know, why don't we develop this resilience and this personal development space? Right? You'll feel $1 million better, right? Once you learn about these keys, the seven keys to challenging for change, right? Just, you're totally invited to look at my YouTube clips. This is number four on the list, module four. So it's a mini course, guys. So hop onto it, get onto it. So anyway, personal growth is just waiting for you. Yeah, feel your resilience, learn, enjoy it. It's this wonderful energy that's waiting, to be embraced by you, to be immersed into it. Let's look at promotes emotional well-being. How does that do it promotes emotional well-being? Well, acknowledging and expressing your emotions like reduces burden of carrying unspoken feelings. Why are you bottling up things, right? Why do you think you need to bottle up things? Spit that shit out, sorry, but get it all out, right? If you have to shout, you shout. There's shout therapy out there too. Shout, shout, let it all out, right? These are the things I can do without. And, this can alleviate anxiety, depression. Come on, let's do it. Heard that song? Look it up on YouTube. Shout, shout, let it all out. Leading to improved mental health. Get it out of your head. Out of your head, right? It's been there too long for you guys. Get out of there. Get out of your head into your body. Go and have a dance somewhere, Let's get on the wagon, on the train of well-being, emotional well-being. We can do that by, being vulnerable. Look at it, enhances creativity, innovations. Man, when I'm feeling down, the first thing I want to do now is just switch to button myself. And what I do is I go create podcasts. I'm expressing what I'm feeling at the moment, right? And I can share this with you guys, with a million others, a billion people out there. And I love it. I take my focus off the damn anxiety, off the ruminating thoughts, all that poison, right, that it needs to come out. I get to podcast my stuff. So I encourage you, in the sense of creativity, that we all should be able to, get out there and become vulnerable and use different environments to switch out of it. It's called positive distractions, where you can then you can come back to feeling safe and distracting yourself from that ruminating thoughts. All right, but first, we need to share these ideas and take risks. Take risks, that's what it's all about. Take risks, yes. So this openness can lead to like creativity, innovations, and personal and professional realms. And I just want to do one more thing about this creativity. I know money is not easy to get, so I'm kind of ask you guys for a bit of a donation, right? This is my creativity. We talk about creativity. If you come on to the, I'll send the link also, you probably get the link under the site I'm working with. It also goes, would you like to donate? And this donation helps me with passing some of the monies on to other creative people that will improve and also get this out there, the information. So I need some creative monies, donations to help others out there to hear this anxiety stuff, right? And some of that will be, there will be a link available there for you. So please tune into that. And if you feel like with your open heart to do that, I'll much appreciate it. So again, it'll increase the volume and my excitement of creating more. And the tip on this one is, if you're ever feeling anxious or depressed about something, go and find your creativity wherever it is. There's a YouTube clip on this particular thing. So have a look at that. And strategies. Now let's look at talk to strategies for embracing vulnerability. What can we do? Okay, we can kind of self-reflect. There's one thing we can do. We can take time to reflect on our feelings, on your feelings and fears. And journaling can be such a powerful tool to help ways to explore what makes you feel so vulnerable and why you're feeling so vulnerable. Push through that. We can practice self-compassion. Is another thing. This is wonderful. This time to love yourself, right? The time to be kind to yourself. We're so too rigid. Some of us are so rigid, caught into the matrix, caught in this spiral of the world, caught in the people's energy, our energy, world, mass energy, right? And at the moment, we have something that's 8x8 porthole, which is basically, at this point, the eight of the eights, right? Which is something like, if you're spiritual, you feel like, I need to resonate with positive energy, become more vulnerable. Have these tools right now, because the universe is listening to us. So have that energy, power up, And yeah, let the universe help you out, because it's listening to you right now. It's sending out a lot of angels who are kind of hearing you and manifesting something for you for the future. So be positive, my friends. If you're going to feel anxious, you're going to feel depression, that's what you're going to get. So let's just at this moment, this particular moment, special people in the States, right? You've got 8 of the 8. We had our 8 yesterday. So it's this kind of week that, you know, we can really generate a lot of beautiful energy, and you are being listened to. Yeah, so this practice self-compassion, my friends, is beautiful. And understand that it's normal to feel like afraid or uncertain in the movements you make. And then treat yourself with like some compassion, some love, some patience, right? Use them, you know, use those words. You would do like a loving friend, right? That's what happens. So, you know, start small is another thing we can do. Begin with by sharing minor vulnerabilities with trusted friends or family members. Gradually, you can increase the depth of your sharing, and as you become more comfortable with vulnerability. Let's communicate openly, beautiful, with an open heart. Many of us have got a damaged heart, right? Shit happened down the track. So what? It happened. But it's time to overcome that. Get inside into another relationship just for the fun of it, for the experience of it, and learn. All right, no one has to do this alone. No one has to feel lonely, okay? So let's learn to communicate openly. Express our thoughts, feelings, honesty in your relationships. You can always use the I statement, which is beautiful, to convey your emotions, like such as, I feel anxious when, and you add on to something, say that, or I need support because. Start with the I's, and that'll open you up to communication with empathy. And so we can look at seeking support as another thing. You need to surround yourself, right? You need to surround yourself with people who encourage vulnerability and will create a safe space for open dialogue, right? This support, like engaged support groups, anxiety, I belong to so many of them. I tend to coach from that once in a while. And I actually love it, because I'm actually learning from folks who are openly sharing on support groups and also on membership groups and so on. This support can be like crucial in helping you feel like comfortable to share yourself, all right? Yeah,
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy. And watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
So I want to encourage you to start, like, get in front of a camera, do a live, you get that courage, doesn't matter, just say it, you know, you'll feel $1 million more, better. I've got a friend who's a photographer, all right, he's a wonderful editor, photographer, and his outlet is photography. So he talks about cameras and that, but then he sits in front and says that most of us who do camera, who do photography are internal person, people that actually are going through some shit in their life, some real struggles. And you can overcome that by being so creative. So, you know, kudos to my friend. I had another friend, but God bless him, he's passed away. He too had some issues, but he also loved photography and gave him such relief. The chance to, you know, really get into his art. All right, so so moving on with that. So challenge, also we can challenge these negative beliefs. They're straight in there. They're in impressions of the mind. You know, until from day one, we've been absorbing, and as per my last podcast, we've been absorbing so much information, and we become so biased. We don't even know what's right, what's wrong, but we believe even our wrongs to be right, which is interesting. So once we challenge and have the habit of challenge friggin' negative beliefs, right? Story. I remember I had some teething problems and I got infections from my gums. And that time, I lost a tooth. But at that time, I was spitting out blood, all right? Really, really red blood, tons of it. And I could have gone and said to myself, could have gone catastrophic about that. I said, well, if I'm going to leave the planet, I'm going to leave the planet. But anyway, the mind is a beautiful place. I healed myself by not thinking catastrophic negative beliefs. I kind of challenged that and said, that's fine. It's absolutely fine. I'm just here on a journey. I'm here to just experience myself. I'm here vulnerable, you know, become vulnerable with any types of weaknesses. And you find that they then appear like an illusion to you unless you give it a lot of energy. And that energy you give, the negative energy you give, that'll get you so wound up. And that'll kind of become manifestations of life, because everything's like that. It's connected to, you know, it's connected to the ether. It's connected to the way, the system, the design of life. Let's not give it too much attention. Let's learn to be on purpose distracting and move on. Do things smoothly. Become vulnerable to it and look at the opportunities for connections and growth, my friends. There you go. I know I swayed on that one, but it's okay. Let's move on to another one, embracing perfection. The truth is, no one's perfect, but we can't be rigid about that either. The moment we start being rigid to being perfect, that's where we build up something called pride. Pride is one of the demons one of the devils on the bloody thing. So if you've got too much pride and you can't accept imperfection, man, get off that train. It's speeding to nowhere. It'll crash every time. So accept that no one on this planet is perfect, and everyone has his flaws. I got flaws. I'm not perfect. I crack up once in a while. Everyone does, right? Everyone's got struggles. But when we recognize this, this can really help us and really help you feel more comfortable being vulnerable in this life. Through vulnerability, my friends, again, equals authenticity. Find your authenticity. Become the observer of that. So let's look at celebrate vulnerability. Acknowledge it and celebrate these moments when you embrace vulnerability. Yeah, every time you get a chance, right, from now on, I challenge you to become vulnerable to what you're most resisting doing. When that opportunity knocks on your door, you've actually created that thought. When it knocks on your door, take it. Take the bull by the horns, man, and go with it. Whether it's sharing a personal story, like I am here a little bit, or expressing your emotions, right? Recognize these moments can really, really give you strength and reinforce the value. The value of vulnerability in your life, right? Cool. Let's move on to something else. Overcoming fears of vulnerability is a little bit more to go, guys. Sharing overcoming fear of vulnerability. Let's talk to that. It's so important here. Man, if you're after a relationship and you've been busted before and your heart's gone all dark, and you need to keep an open heart, you know, that's where with an open heart creates energy. you know, and that's a good thing. All right, we're going to go. It's ups and downs, but we need to be more up there on the higher vibrational scale. I keep mentioning that in all my podcasts when I get the opportunity. But overcoming fear of vulnerability, we need to acknowledge this fear, you know. Fear equals fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real. That's what it stands for. It's just false, right? But we have to acknowledge it, right? We have to know what it is and recognize the fear of vulnerability is so common. It's so common. It traps us into our psychic walls, right? Each one of us is locked in this particular wall that we've built called fear. Fear of moving out of that cage. So, you know that subconscious wall, it's got a psychic wall. You know you've got a powerful drill. I'm going to let you know this. You've got a powerful drill. Imagine yourself drilling away. Around making a hole through that bloody wall, right? Called the psychic wall. And then, you know, shine some light through that hole that you develop. But be careful here because this damn wall likes to repair itself just as quick as you drill. So start drilling. Start putting light into that wall and come out of that. Come out. Come out. You're light. You are light. So acknowledge your feelings, you know, all this sort of stuff. Become vulnerable. Recognize this fear, this vulnerability to the fear. Acknowledge your feelings like without, you know, that's what we got to do. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment. And who cares about being judged? You know, people have fallen, you know, one of the biggest things about getting out of their psychic walls for someone who's anxious, right, who's got anxiety and anxiousness and, you know, or social anxiety is that judgment. The self-judgment is more than, you know, you're actually judging yourselves. I'm judging myself, right? That's so, if we just become the observer around judgment, eventually we can get rid of that, right? And understand that these are a natural part of our learning, a natural part of life and our processes, right? It's just natural. Now let's kind of now shift our perspective, right? Let's shift our perspective. Now, instead of viewing vulnerability as a risk, let's change this. Let's mind fuck this out. Yeah, so let's instead of viewing vulnerability as a risk, okay, as most people do, because that's what we've learned and that's our biased opinions and that's our biased settings and conditioning, right, and habitual, consider it as a chance to grow, change it, flip it, right? Flip the damn thing and connect and learn. Reframing vulnerability is like, man, it's like cognitive therapy, right? Reframing the vulnerability in this can really reduce like fear and anxiety in life. I repeat that. Reframing the vulnerability in our lives can reduce the fear of anxiety. Yeah, definitely. So go and think, have a little think about that, right? And I'll pause for a second, think about what I just said. And yeah, okay. Welcome back. So let's go move on to something else, like focus on connection. This is beautiful. Focus on connections, right? Yeah, this is the 20, you know, we're celebrating here because this is the number 200 episode, my friends. 200, and we got to go in with a bang. So let's look at focus on connections, like remind ourselves that vulnerability can lead to deeper connections with others. Viewing it as a pathway to intimacy can motivate us to, you know, can motivate you to embrace it, right? Focus on all your connection, the possibilities and the wonderful things that can happen. You know, even crack the idea, you know, wanting the intimacy. This should motivate you. Embrace it. We can also look at, moving on to accepting discomfort. Hey, man, if you can accept discomfort, be in the disturbance and not fear it, not push it, not avoid it. Man, this is really moving to another space, you know, making connection with this. Understand that feeling this discomfort, man, is a part of being vulnerable in life. Vulnerability does feel like that. It feels so damn discomfortable, right? Yeah, that it actually shakes you up. Your nervous system goes off and does everything because, wow. It's like, oh, I've been there before. I hate that feeling. I'm attached to that feeling. Right, I don't want to do that feeling again. I feel so discomfort there. I don't want to do it. But man, we got to push through that wall. We can accept this discomfort. Let it be part of us. Let's move through this discomfort. Let's just let it go through our bodies. Yeah, it can make life so much easier, and can make things so we can engage with vulnerability, vulnerable situations much easier, right? That's another key there. So let's move on to like living a vulnerable life. What does that feel like for you, all right, to live a vulnerable life? Imagine that. Imagine saying that, yeah, I understand the unknown, the uncertainties, you know, the dark space, my cage, you know, the psychic war cages that I live in, right? Psychology. I understand that. Imagine saying that I'm okay with that, and the best thing I can do is learn from it. And I know that everything's chaotic, but I need to put things in order. So let's look at sharing your story, right, with someone, or whether through writing art, like mentioned, like creativity, conversation, like with art. Well, this is an art thing that I'm doing. Not boasting, but this is what I'm doing. I'm podcasting. And for a bigger reason, for a bigger person than my purpose than myself here. And then I'm sharing my personal kind of experiences with you. And same, you can do too, sharing your personal experiences will really help you connect and encourage others to be vulnerable as well, as mentioned earlier, right? That's how it feels, to one of the feelings of being vulnerable in life. Let's look at encouraging vulnerability, like in others, like creates an environment where others feel safe. If you know yourself, right? If you know yourself and you can feel yourself, and you know what it feels like to be safe, you know, we're sure we all got anxiety, some to a high level, but if you can feel safe, right, to express yourself, to express your vulnerabilities, this will lead you like to richer, beautiful, meaningful, you have beautiful, meaningful interactions and relationships in your life. Who doesn't want that, right? So learn to communicate first. And all there's a thing that says learn to connect first, right? Connection, and then communicate second, especially when it comes to, you know, being vulnerable in your relationships. Yeah. Let's look at reflect on growth. Once again, regularly reflect on how embracing vulnerability has impacted your life in the past, right? And then acknowledge the positive changes that it has brought and still continues these days, and also continue to seek opportunities for vulnerable expression. Once again, I can't tell you how important that is to change, to flip it. Let's do it, right? Let's become vulnerable at every opportunity that we get from now on, guys. And then guess what? You'll come to a stage where, again, I mentioned before, you'll start leading by example. You know, you'll be the model of vulnerability. Be the model of it, right? Give you opportunity to be the leader of this interaction. When others see you, you're shining, your light's on, man, there's so much light pouring at you, you'll be a different person, you know, when others can see you, feeling your vibration, your energy. You're just oozing out with this light. What used to be darkness in you has just become light. It might inspire others to do the same, right? It's a chain reaction thing. And that's one of the things I love doing, you know, in my podcast. Just hopefully you can resonate with what I'm saying, the energy that I'm putting out, you know, feeling it, and maybe changing things around for you and others who ever hear this. So, yeah, please pass this podcast on, you know, subscribe, like it, comment if you got something out of it. And it's also available for you to see there on YouTube. So, and going back to this, like embracing vulnerability, we can cultivate, like get into a deeper connection with ourselves and others. The next podcast, my friends, is going to be another one. I'm going to end here now, so I hope you've enjoyed. Hey, become vulnerable. Once again, there is a podcast that I make on, just made a similar version on this, right, on YouTube, and it's available. I'll leave a link behind, below this description, on the description box. Hopefully you can tap into it, come into it, and just resonate with it and become habitual with it. So look forward to the next podcast, right? It's going to be called, on the segment, on YouTube segment, it's going to be called Understanding Self-Compassion. I might even do that here on Spotify, iHeart, right? iHeart, iTunes, and Apple. So, and many other platforms that you hear me from here. So, yeah, it's going to be Understanding Self-Compassion, and we're going to go deep on that. So there's no beautiful thing is to tap into your self-compassion, self-love, self-kindness. Man, we'll go a long way. So that's Nick Chancellor, your life coach, your anxiety coach for anxiety, And hope you've really enjoyed your podcast here today, and I really enjoyed making this one. All the best, and hope to catch up on the 201 episode. Bye from me for now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.